Now, conditionality is not all of the same kind, not all of the same type. There are two great orders of conditionality at work in the universe and at work in human life. We can call the first the cyclical order and the second the spiral order, or the reactive order and the progressive order. Now, what do we mean by these terms? How do the two orders of conditionality differ, the one from the other? In the cyclical order of conditionality, there is a process of action and reaction between pairs of factors which are opposites. For instance, pleasure and pain, happiness and misery, loss and gain. And within the wider context of a whole series of lifetimes, birth and death. In the spiral order, on the other hand, there is a gradual progression as between factors which progressively augment each other. Here, the succeeding factor augments the effect of the preceding factor rather than counteracting it or cancelling it out. For instance, independence upon pleasure arises, not pain, but happiness. Independence upon happiness arises, not unhappiness, but joy. Independence upon joy, delight. Independence upon delight, bliss. Then rapture, then ecstasy. And in the life of the individual human being, these two orders of conditionality, the cyclical and the spiral, are reflected in two different kinds of mind, what we call the reactive mind and what we call the creative mind. Not that there are literally two minds, of course, rather there are two different ways in which the mind, the one mind, can function. Two ways in which we can function, reactively and creatively. To function reactively means to react, which means not to act at all. To react means to be essentially passive. It means to respond automatically to whatever stimuli are presented to us. To function creatively, on the other hand, means to act, to originate, to bring into existence something that was not there before, whether that something be a work of art or a higher mental state, a higher state of consciousness. To function reactively means to be mechanical. To function creatively means to be spontaneous. When we are reactive, we go on repeating ourselves, repeating the same old pattern of our lives, doing today what we did yesterday, doing this week what we did last week, doing this year what we did last year, even doing this decade what we did last decade. And if you even extend the context, doing in this life exactly what we did in all our previous lives. But when we are creative, we change ourselves. Not only change ourselves, we develop ourselves. We become new men and new women. Personal development, therefore, with which we were concerned last time, personal development, therefore, is based on the spiral, progressive type of conditionality. It means ceasing to live reactively, learning to live creatively. And this, of course, is by no means easy. It requires, among other things, awareness. Awareness, in particular, of the two kinds of conditionality. Not simply as abstract principles, but as concrete alternatives actually confronting us. And, of course, they don't confront us just once or twice in a lifetime. They confront us practically every minute of the day. Because every minute of the day, virtually, we have to choose whether to react or whether to create. Suppose, for instance, someone speaks to us a little unkindly. Well, we can either get angry or feel hurt, in other words, react, or we can try to understand what has happened, why he or why she spoke like that. Can try to sympathize, try at least to be patient. In other words, we can be creative. If we do the first, if we react, we'll remain as we are, or even deteriorate. But if we do the second, if we create, we will take a step forward in our personal development.